You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Reading today is from the Gospel of Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness, and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him, and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, and wore a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." So today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark, and very similar, of course, to what we read and meditated on Monday, which was from the Gospel of Luke. Though the Gospel of Luke, the account is the second half, if you will. Mark's account really covers all of the ground that Luke covered in a much briefer form. And it's worth just noting here, the Gospel of Mark starts abruptly. It starts simply with John appearing in the wilderness. And it ends abruptly with the empty tomb. And if you will, you can think of Mark as he's giving you what's important. And his favorite word is immediately. These things happened, and then immediately this next thing occurred. And so, if you will, you think about Mark's gospel and you say, okay, I'm learning what's most important to know. I'm not going to get all of the details. I'm not going to get the fact that John was the son of Zechariah and the introduction that you find in the infancy narratives in Luke. I'm just going to have John the Baptist appearing. I end the Old Testament, the scriptures of the Jews, with Malachi talking about the one who's coming to prepare the way. And then I come right into the gospel, and here's John preparing the way. But let's, again, it's worth taking some time to look at the passage itself. And it says, John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness, and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now again, why is he in the wilderness? Let's reflect on it again. Why is he not at the temple? Why is he not in the marketplace? He appears in the wilderness, and the people go out to him. He's also in a desert of activity. There's nothing going on there. It's quiet. It's silent. And suddenly, as Isaiah prophesied, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight." Again, we have this connection from the Old Covenant, from what God told through Isaiah was going to be. You now have this voice. And for the Jewish people, they're connecting this. They're seeing something, and they're hearing the words of Isaiah, and now they're repenting. And it says, "And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." So there's something happening here that's remarkable. there's something happening here that's coming out of the prophet's words, and we're seeing it come to pass. And that's not lost on the people. You find that through the gospel, that there's something about what God was doing that was important. So as we meditate today, let's ask ourselves the question, what's important? What's most notable in what I'm reading? How does this impact me in my life when I hear the words of the gospel once again, new and afresh? And let me ask the question in this time of meditating on the reign of God and its proclamation, what's my place? What's my role? And what is the now word for me in this passage?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.